welcome to the Why Are We Even Together podcast. And it's me, your host again, Cece, back again with another one. And if you are here on International Podcast Day, then I am so happy that I was able to provide more than one episode in the day. But if not, then I'm glad that you're getting this material whenever you're able to get it. Yay! So today's episode, or rather this episode, will be on something a little creepy, something a little sociopathic, something a little serial killer. Dahmer. Okay, I am obviously doing a review on this because obviously I need to do a review on another movie called Dahmer. It's like incredible how many movies they seem to want to put out about Jeffrey Dahmer. And I'm doing a review on this. Okay, I had decided to do a review on this when it first came out, which was maybe last week, a few days ago. Because I'm just surprised, especially with Netflix, because I'm like, this has to be a good rendition of it if they're going to do Dahmer again. Because if you like true crime, if you like true crime a little bit, then you already know about all the Jeffrey Dahmer movies. And you know that the last Dahmer movie, which came out, I believe in 2015, or maybe it was something a little earlier than that. But that Dahmer movie was actually very, very good. It was very good. It gave like the extensive details on his life. Like it went back to like him growing up, like, you know, kind of similar to this one. It went back to him growing up and whatnot, and like how he trying to see how he got to this place now currently. So I wanted to do a review on this because I was like, it has to be good if Netflix is going to do a mini series on Dahmer again after the last one that came out a few years ago. So, but with all this being said, I am very much aware of the fact that, I don't know if you all have heard this, but there has been a lot of talk about the families not appreciating the fact that this story is being said again, you know, and apparently they didn't get their permission. And I always assume or like to assume that they just get the permission automatically from the victims because it's the victim's story. It's not Jeffrey's story. It's the victim's story. It's their lives. So anyway, so apparently, like, you know, some of like the people, the family of the victims are upset because of like, you know, it was upsetting to see it again, which when I'm putting myself in other people's shoes, looking at true crime being reenacted, I'm like, it has to open some sort of wound up. And for Dahmer, Jeffrey Dahmer, they always do a movie on Jeffrey Dahmer. So I just feel really awful. But like the fact that the family is bringing it up now, it has to, like, it was well done. I hate to say it. I was going to be glad to say it before, but with like, you know, people's feelings and their lives in the middle of it, you know, just for entertainment, that's a little upsetting. But you guys didn't come to me for a spiel on, you know, what's right and what's not right. You guys came to hear the actual facts of whether or not this is a good show. And it is. It's a very good show. I'm here to tell you that they did a very, very good job doing this series. It's a mini series. I believe there's 10 episodes. Every episode is an hour. Like I said before, it's streaming on Netflix. Jeffrey Dahmer, if you don't know who he is a serial killer. He's a serial killer who killed all minority. Most of them were black, gay men. But they were all men. Majority of them were minority, and he killed them. He lived in a bad part of, I believe this is Minnesota. He lived in like a part of the, area where it's known for it being like a lot of crack influence, whatnot, a lot of drug influence, like a bad area. But his claim is that he moved here because it's cheap. But it's because there's all these black people. None of the cops are going to care whether or not they disappear, you know, and that's exactly what it is. When Jeffrey Dahmer killed these people, he would kill gay people Number one, because he is gay himself, or he is queer of some sort. Don't know his, you know, sexuality or whatever, but, you know, I don't really care to ask. Especially, oh, he's also not alive currently, so there's that too. But yeah, so he's gay himself. I believe there's a lot of self-hatred in that. I am not a therapist, though. Wish I was. I really kind of wanted to major in it, minored in it, so, you know, there's that. But, you know, he's going through issues. He kills mostly gay men. He is also gay himself. And yeah, there's that. He just, the biggest part about Jeffrey Dahmer, which if you don't know this already, he ate like body parts of his victims. Like he would eat some of their heart, or, you know, he would keep like heads in the fridge. Like he had the body parts and of them around so that they would never leave, basically. So this series itself, like, I know, like, for people who've already know about Dahmer, which I'm sure that's who's probably going to be listening to this, people who are intrigued about this, you already know all this information, okay? So this series, what makes this very, very good is the fact that how they do it, they make it so relatable. They make it so relatable to you. Like, for instance, they do it in a way, okay, for instance, it opens up, I do not want to spoil it, but here are some spoilers right here. It's just the way that they arrange the story. It opens up with him having a victim, right? No, him going to the club, to the gay club, which I will say they did a very, very good job reenacting the gay club back in the 90s. Like the soundtrack, like the music, they really did a good job painting this time. And I will say that the people who did this are the people who did Glee/Pose. So they better be doing a good job reenacting the 80s and the 90s, because that's basically all what Pose was. So yeah, so they did a really good job with the Dahmer being like the blonde white guy, because it's very, I say that because him being a blonde white guy in a gay club in a black area, it was very random and very different back then, you know? It's not different, but, you know, it was just random. You know, it's not as likely as it is today, you know? So people would know about him. He would drug people's drinks and whatnot. But anyway, the story opens up with him getting somebody home, and he's trying to get this victim, he's trying to make this person his next victim, but like the whole time he's like, don't go, just stay. You know, it makes it relatable, because if you don't know that this is Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, he's reacting very, like, very aggressively. Like, you know, the guy wants to leave because the place smells really bad. And if you know true crime, we know that his place smelled really bad based on his neighbors. And so, like, he wanted to leave, but Dahmer didn't want him to leave, and so he threatened him with a knife. You know, and that's wild. That's, like, you know, obviously, you know, mentally ill right there. But the way that they did it, like, if you didn't know this is Jeffrey Dahmer, like, if it was me, I would be seeing this person like, wow, okay, like, you really don't want somebody to leave. Like, you're really in pain. Like, you really have a lot of, like, you have a lot of baggage and a lot of damage. And you want to be welcomed or accepted, you know? And it was like, he just kept saying, like, how he didn't want him to leave, you know? And it was great acting on the black dude who was in the first scene. He was great, because I mentioned that this was a great setting, because this victim was the victim who got away, and he got away, and he goes to the cops, and the cops come in and they see all of the things that, like, you know, they see the photos, and they see all of, like, the place, his apartment smells bad. And, you know, it really, and that was the opening scene. You know, Jeffrey is getting taken away by the cops, and then they're saying, I hate you, Jeffrey, I hate you. Because at this time, everybody knows that black people are missing. All the black people know that people are missing in the community, especially the gay black community. We know that people are missing, that there's someone out there hunting them. There's someone out there killing people, but the police don't care. And now finally, this one guy, and apparently, like, this actor, this guy, he knew. Like, it made it seem like, you know, he might not have known for sure if this was the guy, if he was Jeffrey Dahmer. But when he was there and he was being threatened, he knew. And it was almost like he had a job. Like, he was going at it as if he needed to make sure that he got this man caught. I mean, he had to get away too, but he wanted to get this man caught, because, like, he's just, once Jeffrey's caught, everybody's just like, I hate you, Jeffrey. Like, you know, it's just like the community. It was like a huge thing. And we had to do that, you know, like, anyway, I don't know. That's too much for me. But anyway, it was great opening because it really told you how much the community, like, how much it was very damaging and detrimental to the community itself, and how much it was tearing it apart, you know, how much it was tearing people apart. And so immediately after that, they have the next scene is his father, and his father and the cops are telling his father that, like, this might be a shock, but we've discovered. And this is where we discover all the things that Jeffrey has done. This is where we discover everything. Like, you know, they're like, he's like, there's a head in the freezer. There's a head in the fridge. There's this, there's that. And he's telling his father. And that's where it makes it relatable, because it's like, your dad is coming in here. Your parent is coming into the, he said he thought that someone had attacked Jeffrey. And he's like, oh, my blonde white kid. Like, you know, he's so quiet, soft-spoken, like blah, 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 blah. But no, actually, he is being told that his child is a cannibal and a murderer. It's just, it's wild because they make it so relate. Like, they, the different scenes that they put in there, they make it relatable and it flows so well. And then to the point where the next episode, like, it goes by so fast. Like, you could binge that in a second. You could binge the series in a second. Netflix is really good at making series, and they were really good at this one. So yeah, you can get, like, as soon as you get to the second episode, like, it goes back to Dahmer as a kid, just like the other movie that was really good. And it's basically like that movie, but they do a really, really, really good job, because I think we have more information now. Like, it's, you know, it's a little more like, I don't know. It's just better. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's better, because the last movie was pretty good, but this was very good as well. Another thing that I really appreciated is the fact that they incorporated the neighbor, because if you know true crime, you know the story. Like, they did talk about how his place smelled really, really bad, and the neighbor mentioned this to police. Like, the neighbor talked about it. Like, I remember them talking about a neighbor complaining about the fact that there was, like, that it was so smelly in there because of all the decaying corpses and bodies. And so, like, in this reenactment, in this story, like, they, Niecy Nash is playing this, and she is so good. If you don't know who Niecy Nash is, she is in that show Claws. Before that, she was in Reno 911. She's the black chick. She is so good. But yeah, she smashed it. Smashed this one. Smashed it. She did it. She did such a good job acting in this. But like, it, she played the neighbor, and the that was, it was just such a good, it really painted the story of the situation of how inconveniencing it was for him, for how smelly it was. Like, she was like, her daughter doesn't want to be here. She cries all the time because, like, she doesn't want to be here. But, like, you know, it smells so bad. And it's like, and she complained about it, you know, and, like, she complained about it, like, in the, like, she was like, I called y'all. She was talking to the cops. I called y'all and you didn't come. And now it's too late. And it was too late because, you know, I'm sure he would have killed a lot of other people, but, like, it's too late. When one person dies, then that's already too late. Anyway, but yeah, so yeah, this was a very, very good reenactment. I haven't actually finished it. I'm on episode 8 and there's 10 episodes. So I have like 2 more left. I haven't finished it just because I thought it was really good. And but then I heard about all the things about, like, you know, the families of the victims who are not appreciating any of this opening of the wounds again. And I'm like, I did do, like, I wanted to do the review because I wanted to give you all this information, because you deserve to know if, like, this was a good show or not. And it certainly is. Like I said, it's an hour long. I would give it an 8.5, I believe. I would give it an 8. Nah. Yeah, I would give it an 8. I would say a 7 just because they didn't ask the families for their permission. But I want to say 8 because, but I'll give it an 8 because honestly, I would probably would have given this like an 8.5 or a 9. But I'm going to give it an 8 for that fact. If I say 7 and y'all look and you see that I gave it a 7 out of 10, I don't want y'all to be like, eh, it's not that good. Nah, you know, I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10 because that's what they deserve. You know, it was really good. I would give like an 8.5 or a 9, but because of the fact that they didn't get the permission from the families, they get a 7 from you. From me. Not you. Sorry, apologies. You get to decide whatever you want. That's, I'm just here to give you the tea about everything. Anyway, so, yeah, I hope this helped. Like I said, oh, like when it's very, in the photos, like you see dead bodies, like you see what the photos look like. And I honestly don't know if I ever really saw what the photos look like. I don't, honestly, to be fair, I never looked it up. So I guess I never really had an interest in it, but I forgot that his whole thing is that he was a photographer, you know, he wanted to take pictures of them and whatnot. But like, oh boy, like he was just disgusting and he just used their bodies whatever way he wanted them, you know, as art, quote unquote. God, it's so freaking annoying. Anyway, but yeah, like you see those photos because that's what the cops first see when they realize, okay, these are real. And then that's when they arrest him. But yeah, like you see the head, you see like there is like, you see the genitalia that's been cut off, but you can't really tell what it is. You know, it's just like something in a bag or whatever, which they, you know, so yeah. Yeah, I hope that this was helpful. I hope that you either give it a shot or you don't give it a shot based on your own, feelings and opinions and whatnot. But yeah, check it out. Let me know how you feel. Or don't check it out, but let me know how you feel either way. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Oh, did not mean to play my guitar right there. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you all enjoyed it. I hope that this was helpful and I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what your thoughts are and what you think. Get your eyes and ears open for the next episode coming up because there's going to be a back-to-back right now because it's International Podcast Day. Woo! Anyway, but thank you for listening. And why are we even together? Because it's an amazing podcast.